Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets. In these days, He has spoken to us through the Son. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for the purification, according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. When he had fulfilled all the prescription of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to the hometown of Nazareth. The child grew, became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Holy Family represent the human unit of togetherness. Jesus expect every family is to witness this mutual love. In the Last Supper, He said, "I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you." So the closest member is the family members. So first of all, we have to practice this at home first. Many times we can love all our people, but not our family members. That's the truly sad story. But I think Jesus is expecting us, when He gives a new commandment, first of all, start with the family members, and then to the world. Many times we find it easier to be good to outsiders than to our own people at home. The reason is because we meet so often with family members, but with outsiders, sometimes you can change your mind not to meet, but a family you cannot stop meeting. So it's a double hardship. And that's what to love. You have to do sacrifice. Jesus is expecting us to start from home. That's a idiom. It says charity begins at home. Although we priests do not have a family, but we have a community. It's not always easy to live together, to listen, to forgive. It's always a challenge. No matter we are married or not married, in the church or in a family, we have the same calling. To put God in the first place in our life. To practice charity among ourselves. At times, it's not easy to love unconditionally. That's the point that we have to carry on. Let us ask our Lord Jesus to give us the strength to open our heart towards people, to bless those who persecute us. That's the only way we can have our peace of mind. God is giving us special grace, but we need to trust in the Lord. So start again today. leave everything in God's hand. At times we fail, just to start again. We cannot just one day, we can put in practice this charity. It's for a lifetime. So Jesus is never away from us. He is by our side. So our little prayer is just to talk to him. Just to tell Jesus that we want to love him. That we want to share his love with others. And thanking him for all the opportunities that we can love more. We can love unconditionally.